Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about finding your tribe. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, let's think about finding your tribe with Ava. Yes, the lovely lady who I had the pleasure last year to have on my show. I had to bring her back because we had such a good time. I was like, why not pick her brain some more? And she brought to the topic of finding your tribe. And that's a great thought to start thinking about, if I said it in the right sentence. So, Ava, I have to ask you, what made you dive into to finding your tribe? I already know that you had your experience and you explore many areas in the arts, but in reality, you know, what really drove you to start finding that tribe of your own?
First of all, thank you for having me back on your show again. We had such a good time last time. I'm delighted to be back. So thank you. We talked about a particular slice of my life last time, and I wanted to share with you and your listeners a different slice, and that is a slice having to do with community. I've been a musician pretty much my whole life. And as a performer, it's a particular tribe, a particular focus. But some years ago, I started hanging out with people who were not musicians, but who wanted to just play music, or people who just like to, be at a party and people would want to sing some songs so I could play backup. I could play piano, or I eventually learned how to play ukulele. The community has been a focus of mine for a long time. I was on my local city arts commission with a mission to connect people through art. And I started finding these little groups of people who were just, they're not musicians. Or I mean, everyone is a musician if they want to be, but they weren't professional musicians. They were just doing it as amateurs, which, of course, the word amateur comes from the word that means love, that you're doing it for love.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And I started discovering how, and I started looking more into how music connects people. And it led me to go to my local city council and suggest that we start a local community sing-along that, just for the entire, this anyone who, any age, and always free to come and just come together and sing songs. And they thought it was a great idea. So we collaborated and put together this sing-along that's been happening for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. Every month I get up in front of a room full of people who have come just to sing songs, and they bring instruments and they strum along. I put the lyrics and the chords up on a screen, and and it's really for everyone at all levels. If they know one chord on their instrument, that's enough.
Right,
And I get
exactly.
people all the time who come and say, "Oh, you don't want me at your sing-along. I have a terrible voice. I can't sing." And I always say, "No, I especially want you, because what we've forgotten in this age of American Idol and is that it's not about being good. And if there's one message that I can get out to people about whatever it is, whether it's music or knitting or writing or mosaics or pottery or whatever, it doesn't matter if you're good. All that matters is that you participate." I think this goes back really far in our evolution. I think humans had music and dance, and maybe even art before they had language.
Well,
When you
yeah.
think of it, that small bands of people, in the wilderness, if they had something that connected them to each other, like through a rhythmic activity, They would survive better than people who didn't
Exactly.
have that sense of connection to a group. So I think it's
Yeah.
baked into our genes to want to belong. And I'll get to the introvert extrovert thing in a little bit. But there are so many studies out there saying that making music together or beating a drum together or dancing together, in a group is has so many health benefits,
Yeah.
and people who participate in a choir or sing in church or whatever, that they live longer and they're healthier.
Yeah.
And I think that we have such an epidemic of loneliness and isolation in our society right now, especially since the pandemic.
Oh, most definitely. I agree. And I think that's why I love the fact that we're talking about this, because people I hear are now finally branching out and feel comfortable going out and doing things and doing activities because there haven't been an outbreak in such amount of time that they feel comfortable. And now it's like finding your tribe is a thing. You know what I mean? Finding where you belong, finding that connection, that community, that sense of like, oh, someone's aware of my life, you know, and they know that I'm existing. Because like you said earlier about isolation, there's so many people who feel isolated or who just feel invisible. You know what I mean? They don't feel noticed, they don't feel acknowledged. They feel just like a number working in the system day in and day out, doing their due diligence, and that's it. But in reality, when you find that tribe, you are able to be seen. And I love how you said, oh, some people come to you and say, oh, I'm not the one that you like. I don't know how to sing. And you're like, no, you are the one I need, especially you. That's it.
Yes.
That's powerful, because you make them be, I feel, acknowledged. You know what I mean? You let them know, like, so who cares if you can't sing? You can move your body. You can hum. Or if you sing, then sing your heart out, because it may sound beautiful to some and you don't know. You know what I mean? You don't know. People don't know. You may judge yourself and think it's ugly or it's out of tune, but you know, let that be and just enjoy and just let yourself project out whatever that feels right in that moment. And that's why I love music. And I love the fact that you do this and you were able to get the city council to do this sing along, because music does bring such a community and such a peace where even people, I've heard that even people who are deaf, they come to music because they can sense the vibrations. You know what I mean? And that right there just shows a type of like together belonging that people don't acknowledge or even take into consideration. So I think that is truly something that is needs to be brought up to, so that people can be like, maybe I need to find a tribe, or maybe if maybe music isn't it, maybe you can try martial arts, go physical, or try dancing, or try, you know what I mean, just drawing like we spoken about in our last episode. Get creative, you know, be free in that creativity. But I guess my question is, what do you say to someone who may feel uncomfortable? You know what I mean? They try different things out, but they just don't feel right, you know, in what they try. What, I mean, do you have any advice for that?
Well, let me think.
That's the best part. You
I
got to
think
think about it.
a lot of it is looking at, well, why do they feel uncomfortable? If they're A lot of people have this very strong judgmental voice in their head, and maybe they had a stern parent who didn't give them a lot of positive feedback when they were growing up. There's a difference between saying something, oh, well, like, oh, we're doing this thing and you can come if you want, and saying, I really want you to come to this if you can.
Yeah.
And, being for the people like me who are extroverts, to be welcoming and warm. Like some people come to the sing along and they just sit in the back of the room and don't open their mouths for the first time or two, and then they start to realize, well, there's a whole bunch of people singing. If I sing quietly, no one's going to hear.
Yeah.
It it's sometimes to a certain extent, it's just experiencing it. And people have conceptions in their head about what it's going to be like. But just to let yourself be open to, well, I'm just going to go and watch, or I'm just going to go and listen. And people have lots of different interests. Not everyone's interested in singing, but we have a little local independent coffee shop that is near me, and I'm going to talk about. Don't let me forget to talk about third places. That's a concept I want to get to.
I'll write that down for you.
But they have things going on all the time. I run a writing group that meets. We meet there once or twice a week, and people just come and sit at the table, and we don't even talk to each other, until we're done writing. We spend 2 hours just writing, sitting next to each other. And they have poetry groups, and they have knitting and crochet groups, and they have I mean they have a whole calendar of things that are going on there, and anyone can come and join in. There's classes through the your university local college extension, or through the through your community. There might be Zumba or dancercise or pottery or pickleball, or I mean there's what is there anything to like just be open to the possibility of trying out an activity, especially now that we're coming out of the pandemic and people are more comfortable about gathering. But about the pandemic, I had been doing the sing-along for a year or so before the pandemic started. And of course, as soon as the pandemic started, we canceled in-person events entirely. But I got on Zoom. And I said, okay, we're going to do the sing along on Zoom, and we're going to do it every week. And then I was also leading a ukulele jam, and we did that every week. So like two or three times a week, I was on Zoom with like, 10, 20, 30 people in their little boxes, strumming and singing. And people told me later that they felt like it saved their lives. That there were several people in the group who lost a spouse to COVID during that time, and they were alone for the first time in their homes with no way to experience joy or connection or comfort. And there was an hour, that we would be in our Zoom session that it didn't take away their grief, but it gave them a respite from it. There was an hour where people were smiling, and they didn't have to
Think.
think about the rest of their lives. They could turn, they would be muted, so if they didn't sing well, no one was going to hear them, but they were singing in their own homes. That connection was a lifeline for a lot of people during that time.
Well, most definitely, I can see how that is. I mean, I've heard people where just having these Zoom calls, they may not be the one in front of the camera, but they may have people in the background listening, and just the people just listening, they can they just tune in, and it sticks with them. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty of just having this technology become so advanced, is that you can still create community without you even realizing that someone's taking a piece of what you're saying or what you're doing to heart. Because I bet you that really moved you
Oh, of
when they
course.
told you that this is what I needed. It helped me along the way, because people need to remember, we don't live our lives for ourselves, despite how much we think we do, despite how much we want to claim we do. And in all actuality, we work amongst each other. You know what I mean? We help each other in some way, shape, or form. So it's like we have to continue to try to have that community, have that bond, so that we don't lose ourselves along the way. Hopefully we can drive these suicide rates down so that they can realize like people do love you, people do care, people do want the best out of you. So I think this is a great way of doing that and sharing that. So I want to ask you, because you said to bring it up, third places. Well, I'm curious, what do you
Yeah, okay.
mean?
Third places. You can Google this. It's a concept. Your first place is your home. Your second place is usually your work. And third places are places usually with a low barrier to entry. You don't have to have, pay huge fees to participate or go there. And where the primary purpose is social. It can be your hangout, where you hang out that's not home and not work. It could be a local coffee shop. It could be church or a temple. I think a lot of people's third place is that because it is through a religious connection because it's a I mean, a church is are about religion, but they're also about community and social connection. And I think a lot of people find that place where they can unwind a little bit and be part of, like if your church or your temple is having a bake sale or a rummage sale or something, it's just something you can be a part of. You can play a role in a community, even if you're not a super social person. There's something you can be in the back room sorting sweaters, and it still gives you a chance to connect with other people who are doing the same thing that you're doing. And I think that is a crucial element. So third places, I encourage people to think about what is your third place? What is your place? It's not work, it's not home, is where you can just go and be. So
Just
that's
be.
just
Just
be.
be. I like that. Just be whatever you want at the moment. You don't have to be anything, but whatever that's the moment is calling you to be. And I think that's a great way. Do you think community service is a nice way to start finding your village as well? I mean, like volunteer work and things like that.
Volunteering, yeah, working in a soup kitchen or a food pantry. They're always looking for people to help in those places. There's literacy programs. Libraries look for volunteers.
Yeah, that's true.
There's and where I live in Washington, there's frequently volunteer opportunities for people to plant trees or dig up invasive weeds or or clean up a park or there's lots of opportunities to find a community to even if it's not even if you don't become the it doesn't become your whole reason for being, if you're just going and doing something along with people. They don't all have to become your best friend. But there's still that connection that you're that camaraderie of doing something together with other people who are doing the same thing. And I
That's
wanted
good.
to talk about introverts and extroverts
Yeah,
too,
please go
because
ahead.
I'm a pretty much pure extrovert. I've taken the tests. I don't think anyone would argue with it, but I live in a family of introverts. My husband and my two children are all three. They're adults. Very, very definitely introverts. And introverts have no less of a need for connection and community than extroverts do. But it happens in different ways. I think an extrovert is not necessarily somebody who has to be the center of attention or in a big party or in the middle of a crowd all the time. And an introvert is not necessarily someone who needs to be sitting in their bedroom, looking at their phone all the time either. It's a question of what feeds you energy. So for me, like I'm a writer. And writing is generally very solitary. And I am okay with solitude. I spend a lot of my time in solitude, writing and doing my private activities. And I'm good with that. But if it's too much, if it is too much solitude, I start to feel tired and lose focus and lose inspiration. And so what I need to do is go have coffee with a friend or take a walk with a few friends or go play, music with a group or find some kind of social activity because social interactions give me energy. They charge me up and I come back from those all inspired again to get back to my work. And this is the absolute reverse for introverts. My husband's an introvert. And if we go to a party, he gets tired from the social interaction and needs to leave earlier than I do. So we have a lot of compromise and sort of caring for each other and each other's needs.
That's funny.
So he gets tired from social interaction and needs to retreat to solitude to recharge.
Yeah,
So
I know how that is.
it's that kind of a reversal, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a tribe. We play in a band together, and the band, we don't have a lot of gigs. And the gigs are kind of socially tiring, but the rehearsals are great. We meet every week, the same five people for the last 27 years, and we play music. And and so it's a really tight, comfortable group. We know each other really well. We know how it's going to go. And in 2.5 or 3 hours, they're gone. So that's a tribe. And my kids, they're in their 30s. Their tribe is their online friends. And they mostly most of their friends are scattered around the world, but they do activities together online. They like sync up and play games. They're gamers, so they have their the gaming community is their tribe. And that's not limited to your neighborhood. You can be gaming with people all around the world, and it's a legitimate connection because they're chatting the whole time. They're synchronizing that they get together and all watch the same movie at the same time and chit chat, about, commenting on the movies. So that's a kind of tribe that they've found that works for being an introvert.
Yeah, that's true. That's a
But
good way. That
also provides them with a feeling of connection.
Yeah, that's a good point because I'm an introvert, so I'm like your husband when I'm at social events. Man, does my energy bunny goes out the window because there's no energy left. Like after a good maybe 45 minutes to maybe an hour, depending on the environment or the social event, it'll drain. And by the time I'm in the car, I'm just like, oh my goodness, I need like solitude and like just shut down turtle mode, like
Absolutely.
just to relax. But then there are other events where I'm in social events and I do get charged up and it gives me energy and I'm excited and I'm just, yeah, let's keep going. But so it just depends on the scenario. So I like the fact that you bring that up because, yeah, not every introvert is some like little hermit crab hiding away and picking at people to get away from them. No, we're not hermit crabs.
No.
We're just like, we just know when it's our time is up. You know what I mean? We just know, like, okay, we're
Okay, I
tapping
need to
out a white
charge the
flag.
batteries back up. Yeah.
Exactly. The red light is blinking. Like, I'm like Wally, like, ugh. I need to get my energy up. So
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I think that's great that you bring that up because people need to realize when they are feeling their tribe and expanding and just trying different places and kind of like how you said earlier, like as long as you try, then you can at least figure out if it fits you. It may not be music. You may not be a musical soul, but you may be something else. But it's about putting yourself out there and just trying. I think that's the most important part. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it can be, inertia is a really powerful force. And if you've gotten yourself into this sort of a loop of just not socializing, and you're just, scrolling through TikTok and doing your work and, heating up your dinner and being isolated and thinking that there's not that you have no idea how to make friends. Or if you're living in a new community and you don't have connections there, it can be very easy to get stuck. And it's very hard once you're stuck to get unstuck. And I have this I don't have it right here. I have this little bracelet I made for myself. It's just like a little washer on a string, and I stamp the letters in it, the words just start. Just start. And then you figure out what's one little thing I can do. Okay, I'm not, I don't have I've been working all day, I don't have energy. I'm not gonna like go out now. All I want to do is curl up with Netflix or a book or something and not think about the outside world. But I'm feeling isolated. I'm feeling like I need some kind of, I need friends. I need people who I can rely on. Say, okay, what's just one minimal tiny thing that I can do to move myself in a direction? And you just, it doesn't have, you say, I'm going to look, I'm going to do one Google search for volunteer opportunities in my community, or I'm going to do one, go to one website that has classes at the local community center and see what's available. And I'm not going to go, or I'm not going to sign up for anything. I'm just going to look, just it, whatever feels doable in that moment. So to get you unstuck is just like little tiny cracks in your wall to that you and they add up, because if you go into it thinking that everything is riding on this, and that if you don't succeed that you won't find your tribe and you'll die alone, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And like, it's like going to a networking event or a party or someone, there's a wine tasting, you go and you say, you look at this room full of strangers and you say, I don't know any of these people. I'll never remember their names. I'm terrible at remembering faces. I don't know what to say. There's things that you can say. You can just ask a question, like, why did you come here?
Yeah, how's the weather?
And you
So
don't have to
it's
make it all
simple.
about you. You can say, have you lived here a long time, or have you, and if they ask you questions back, you say, don't say, I'm looking to make friends. Say, I'm just here to meet people.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
exactly.
low stakes. Keep it.
Exactly. I like that. Though that's a great point to keep us thinking on because it's those little milestones that gets us a long way. I seen a quote where it showed two people in front of stairs, but one had big steps, one had small steps, but they were both leading to the same thing. But they both, one was going to be easier to get up on top versus the other one because you're going to be struggling each step because they're so big, and I think we forget to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. Like as long as you just do that little bit, that little inchworm of a move, hey, that little inchworm of a move is gonna do miles later on when you look back and be like, well, I did something great, and that's what we truly need to remember is that we can do this. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The time is running out, so I have to
Oh my
call
goodness.
it an end. I know the greatness never ends with us, Ava. We always have great conversations, so I do appreciate that. You gave us some great information, great tips, great advice so that we can continue on thinking. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know more about what Ava has to offer to the world or produce, you know, I have her lovely photo on my website, and you can click right there and it goes to her website, and you can see all the great things that Ava has to offer to the world because she has some great content on her website to help you continue on thinking. So, never forget that. Always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.